Hello and welcome to Easy Hypnosis, A Common Everyday Approach After Erickson. I'm Rob McNeely and this is the Creating the Foundations number 2, where we're looking at problems and solutions. Now, most of the traditional approach to counselling, including hypnosis, is to do with solving problems. I have a medical background, and what I learnt in my medical training was that my job as a doctor was to find out what the problem was and then to do what's needed to fix it. Someone's got a broken leg, well, you need to find out where and what and then how to put it in a plaster and so on. So most of the usual traditional approach to counselling is based on this medical model of trying to find out just what is the cause, what's the problem, and then we can make a diagnosis and then go about the process of correcting this to fix it. Solution creation is quite a different approach. It has a different starting point, a different foundation, a different set of assumptions, and so the solving the problem way of working with counselling and hypnosis starts with the question of what's wrong here. There's something wrong that we're going to need to have to pay attention to. Fair enough. That can be so helpful. In the creating solutions approach, instead of asking the question what's wrong that needs fixing, we are more likely to ask what's missing for this person. What is it that they're overlooking? What skill is it that they have lost contact with, that if they were to reconnect with it, then things would be fine? When we ask what's wrong, the important thing then is to make a diagnosis or to classify the particular problem that was requires treatment. When our car was making a funny noise, we took it to the mechanic and he said, what's happening? And we said, when you turn left, it makes this funny scraping sound. He said, it sounds like the universal joint needs fixing. So he listened to the car, listened to what we said, listened to the car. He made a diagnosis that the universal joint needed fixing, so he fixed it. And that worked perfectly well with the car. It doesn't translate so well when it comes to working with human beings and their emotional and relational problems. In the solution approach, which we're exploring here, which is complementary to the problem solving, in the creating solutions approach, which we explore with the client what it is that's missing for them, that if we could help them to connect with it, then they would be fine. What resource, what ability, what behavior, what experience has been there, but they've somehow put it in the background or lost contact with it or forgotten about it, that if they could reconnect with it, they'd be fine. With the problem-solving approach, the therapist is the expert. You know, if you've got a broken leg, you go to the doctor and you don't tell him what to do because he knows. He's got the information. He knows. He's got the knowledge, and he's going to apply it. In the solution approach, we're more likely to start with the assumption that the client actually is more expert than they realize, has more resources than they're aware of, more abilities than they know. And that our job then, instead of trying to fix that, is, as I've said previously, it's our job is to help to reconnect them with something that they have lost track with. So that the problem solving is about fixing a defect, and the solution creating approach is a matter of restoring the wholeness, reminding someone that there is more there in within themselves that they know about. Now, it's interesting to me that the word wholeness comes from the same derivation as the word healing. So wholeness and healing etymologically are related. Just mention briefly one case that Erickson told me about. He said that a woman rang him saying that she'd been washing her hands obsessively for 12 years. And he said to me he was very interested to find out what she used to do with her hands 13 years ago. Now that's a radically different starting point from finding out what was the cause, what was wrong, what was the condition, or an obsessive compulsive disorder that needed treating. She's got a situation. And for all of her life, except for the last 12 years, she's washed her hands normally. And somehow she'd lost touch with that and had got into this ability, this habit of washing hands obsessively. So by reconnecting her with that ability to wash her hands normally, there was no need to treat the obsessive washing, just restoring her, connecting her with an ability that she had but that she'd lost touch with. So this is an important foundation, and I want to emphasize, I'm not saying that creating solutions is better. These are two sides of the same coin, and solving problems is going to be so important for many, many situations, particularly mechanical situations, cars, computers, refrigerators, and so on, and some of the physical problems that we have. And creating solutions is likely to be more useful in dealing with the human dilemmas that we all have as part of our experience. And it is the solution approach that we'll be exploring in this program. So I wanted to just make the distinctions clear and to make it very clear that we are looking in this experience together. We're going to be emphasizing creating solutions rather than solving